My friends, welcome to this 40-day Lenten journey. My name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. And this Lent, I'm offering you something amazing that I think God has given me, a 40-day journey into purgatory and hell. We will be using as our guide a book called Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal. I recommend that you get the Kindle version because it comes with the free book, Hell and What It Is Like by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Otherwise, you have to purchase them separately. The book Stories About Purgatory is 30 days long because it is originally meant for the month of November. However, I'm adapting it to the season of Lent. Each day we will have a reflection, and when we're done with these 30 days, the last 10 days will be reflections on hell. The videos will be brief. That way you have more time to read the chapters and make your own meditations. The purpose of this journey is to deepen and enter into purgatory and meditate on hell so that we can grow in our holiness and pray for everyone that's there and those that may go to hell. The first day, the theme is a day of fervent prayer, encouraging us to grow in our love for the souls in purgatory and grow in our devotion and prayer for them. Let me give you just some beautiful quotes from this chapter to inspire you. The author says, "The purgatory of many souls may last very many lifetimes. One who is hardly there now, for he ended a very holy life by a very holy death, said on his deathbed, 'Eternity is so long that I think purgatory must be long too. You must help me then with prayers.' Even in religion, we are apt to forget our deceased brothers, relying too much on their having died religious. So often we presume on people's holiness when instead we should presume on charity and praying for those that have died." She gives us a story where St. Gertrude has a conversation with the Lord Jesus, and he says the following, "The desire which I have for the deliverance of the souls makes it acceptable to me. Even as a prince who had been obliged to imprison one of his nobles to whom he was much attached and was compelled by his justice to refuse him pardon, would most thankfully avail himself of these intercession and satisfaction of others to release his friend." In other words, one of the reasons why Jesus accepts our prayers for the souls in purgatory is because of his love for the souls in purgatory. Interesting, because it's not necessarily because of our love or our devotion, but because he loves them so much that he's willing to take these prayers seriously. She continues, "But," continued the saint, "is the labor of those who recite this Psalter acceptable to thee?" He replied, "My love renders it most agreeable to me, and if a soul is thereby released, I accept it as if I had been myself delivered from captivity, and I will assuredly reward this act at a fitting time according to the abundance of my mercy." Then she inquired, "How many souls are released by these prayers?" He answered, "The number is proportionate to the zeal and fervor of those who pray for them." He added, "My love urges me to release a great number of souls for the prayers of each religious." So one thing that we can take with us in this journey is as we grow in our love for the souls in purgatory and we become more zealous in our prayers will be more effective in releasing more souls. And finally, a short morning offering is given to us. You can find it yourself at the end of day one in the book. And it's as follows. "Oh my God, deign to accept my every thought, word, and action as a loving petition to thy mercy on behalf of the suffering souls in purgatory. Particularly, mention in your hearts who you want to offer it for. I unite to thy sacred passion the trials and contradictions of this day, which I purpose to bear with patience and expiation for the sins and infidelities which retain thy children in the purifying flames of purgatory. Amen." My friends, thank you for joining me on day one of this 30-day journey in purgatory and 10 days in hell. For this Lent 2022, I will see you in day two.